Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Hey, Brandon, welcome back to the show, brother.
How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Well, listen, this is, to me, because I remember this discussion we had last time was, you know, you got into sports betting. You were a basketball, football player. You were really good. You had a knee injury. You joined the Navy, if I remember right. But when you got out, you realized you had this affinity. You knew how the games were going to go. You'd studied it long enough, and you had that gift.
Well, parlay cards in high school, and then parlay cards and a little bookmaking on the USS Battleship New Jersey for my 3 years there.
Right.
And then kind of got out and got into Vegas and started validating my opinion with the right people, and that led to Jim Feist. Next thing you know, I get a job to go to New York. Next thing you know, five-year run, crazy, 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 get out, go to Riviera Country Club in L.A., network a movie deal as a caddy, and here we are 19 years later. So it's pretty pretty ridiculous run. Line, by the way, you said it was 1.5. It's actually moved to -1. Now, that may not mean much to people listening right now, but with the $1.3 billion wagered on the Super Bowl, a half-point line move is massive. That tells you most of your money, most of your betting right now is on Philadelphia. So we'll see how that progresses over the weekend with that line.
Tell me this. If you've already made the bet at 1.5, if you made the bet earlier, does it stay there?
Yep. You're locked into that number.
Yep.
You're absolutely locked into, if you took the Chiefs at -1.5, you're locked in at -1.5. You got Philly, you're at -1. Now, let's say that line moves over the weekend and you get massive amounts of money on Philadelphia, and then they move the line and it goes to, let's say, the Chiefs +1. Well, now you got the Chiefs at -1.5, and you can decide to bet half of it on the Chiefs +1 and hope the game falls on one and gets you a middle. That would probably never happen, but you think about taking it worth a shot. So I don't see that happening. I see the line staying at -1. They go to a pick'em, but I think that's as far as it might move.
Well, you got your degenerate gamblers, right? Like the hardcore. They don't care who. They don't have a dog in the fight. They just want to pick the winner. Those are the ones. But then you get the other guys when it comes to games like this, right? I'm from Kansas City. I can't imagine betting on the Eagles. So I just stay out of it if I don't think that I can take my money. But many people, like, they're against, say, the Chiefs. And so they'll bet the Eagles because they want the Eagles to win. Don't you find that there's still that emotional angle on it?
Well, again, that's people betting their favorite team. Or you do the reverse psychology thing where you bet Philadelphia because then you're like, listen, I'll lose my money, but the Chiefs will win. But if the Chiefs lose, I win money on Philadelphia, and then I'm happy both ways. So I don't mind losing $1,000 betting on Philadelphia because then if Philadelphia doesn't cover, my Chiefs win, it cost me $1,000 to celebrate. Yes, you got people mentally who think that way, and it's absolutely crazy. Listen, you got the old ladies betting the prop bet. Like, you got Taylor Swift, whether or not she'll be seen on TV.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. I got a mortal lock for you on this one because in the AFC Championship game, she was seen 12 times. 12 times she was on TV in the AFC Championship game.
That's right.
The number for the Super Bowl is at 6.5. Will she be shown on TV more or less than 6.5? Well, CBS showed it 12 times. You got to believe Fox is going over the total. Yeah. Take Taylor Swift over 6.5.
Now, what do they got to bet for Trump? Because he's going to go. So is there a prop bet for who will get more time, Trump or Taylor Swift?
Well, I got to believe Fox TV is a Trump fan.
Yep.
I believe that Trump... Trump on TV for the Super Bowl. I'm Googling it right now. I believe it's probably going to be like 5 Super Bowl prop. That was actually good. I figured you'd ask me something like that. On TV, let's see what it says. 5 is the number right now. So 5. I'm going to go under. I think he's shown early, and that's it. Let's take Trump under and Taylor Swift over. There we go.
If you're just joining the show, the legendary Brandon Lang, he played by Matthew McConaughey in 2 for the Money. Like, you got into this so deep, and you were such a charismatic guy, and you ran across the right people that, you know, they realized there's a movie in this. Because, and if for people don't know, that world, it can get big with whales, legitimate. It can get super dark with some people that you don't necessarily want to go the wrong way with, man. I mean, the gambling world, man, it gets real weird real fast. It's money.
It's psychotic. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's psychotic. Mentally, with ways you lose games. Games you have won with 5 seconds to go, and then next thing you know, you lose. The other night, Arizona was playing Iowa State in college basketball. Iowa State was a 3-point underdog. They go to the free throw line with 2 seconds to go up by 4. You got yourself a winner. He makes 1 of 2. It's 3. Arizona hits a 3-quarter court 3 to send it to overtime. You lose by 6. Lost your bet.
Yeah.
Just like that. How's that happen? Happens every night. So mentally, you got to really be sick in the head to be in this business. But I tell you, brother, there's nothing better than celebrating a big-time win. In the Super Bowl, I'm 26-6. I've only lost 6 in 32 of them. It's the greatest feeling in the world when you turn off that TV and you got yourself a Super Bowl winner. But conversely, man, you go to your knees when you lose. It's a sick business, brother.
What's the biggest bet you personally ever made?
Giants money line over the 18-0 Patriots. That was when I thought the Giants were going to win the game for the same reasons that this matchup of the Super Bowl, you bet 1 of 2 things. If you think Kansas City's offensive line can block the D-line of the Eagles, bet KC, collect your money. If you don't think they can block them, you bet Philadelphia. Because this Super Bowl reminds me a lot of the Tampa Bay Super Bowl, which is the only one they've lost.
Right.
And that's because Tampa Bay was able to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes. And that's kind of it. Hard to go against Mahomes, brother. Hard to go against the Magic Man.
Yeah, no, it's going to get interesting, man. And so it's, I know they're going to give me the rap, but who's the worst degenerates? Hardcore, like, I call them family bettors, like, because there's a lot of mob guys used to get into this and go really, really deep. Or would you say A-lister movie stars?
The most degenerate sports bettor I've ever met is Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen used to be a customer of mine way back in the day. And I would call Charlie up on a Sunday night, and I'd say to Charlie, "Charlie, I had a nice 4-0 day for you, buddy." He's like, "Yeah, but I lost money." I go, "Charlie, how'd you lose money?" He goes, "Well, I went 0-6 with my own picks, but I like a hockey game tonight." I said, "Charlie, you're killing me. You're absolutely killing me, Charlie. You're 0-6 in the NFL, and you're going to bet a hockey game tonight when I went 4-0 in the NFL." Charlie was absolutely out of his mind, the biggest degenerate gambler I've ever met, bar none.
That's it, man. They need the pinch. They need the hit. They need the dopamine shot, right?
They do.
That's
crack.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Brandon, listen, I know they got you running hard today. It's good to hear your voice, man.
By the way, real quick.
Yep.
One thing for you Kansas City fans out there. 4 times in Super Bowl history, 2 coaches have met for the second time. The coach that won the first meeting won the second meeting, including Andy Reid beating Kyle Shanahan twice. That's good news for Kansas City fans.
Appreciate you, man. Stay right there.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.